le pele yi na 090 88 78 5155 090 88 78 5155 Sweet Estate, estate for the masses.
Okile fala fala.
Fresh 107.9 FM.
La Beluma Ushidadago.
107.9 FM.
Your feel good radio.
Very nice. I take you on Arab and me.
It's a beautiful Monday morning right here in the city of Abeokuta, USA. Welcome to the show. It is the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station, Fresh 107.9 FM, Abeokuta. My name is Gbenga Oresegun. I'm the man you just have to love. And this beautiful Monday morning, we're going to be looking in the area of health. Yes, this time we're going to be talking about an infection called diphtheria. Now, nearly 800 diphtheria cases have been confirmed in Nigeria as of June 30th, 2023. Now, according to the Nigeria Center for Disease Control, NCDC, it announced that the outbreak of the disease in the Federal Capital Territory, and this is following the first case and the death of a four-year-old child in the month of June. Now, according to the NCDC, a total of 80 deaths have been recorded so far among all the confirmed cases, while there's been multiple outbreaks across the country since December 2022. Now, according to the NCDC, Kano State accounted for most of the confirmed cases, while other states like Lagos, Yobe, Katsina, Cross River, Kaduna, and Osun states. Now, the Ministry of Health has urged Nigerians to make a conscious effort to avoid contracting diphtheria, saying that everyone is at risk of being infected with the disease, especially children under the ages of 5 years old and adults above 60 years. Now, the Ministry's Health Promotion Department has also issued a health advisory asking Nigerians to be conscious and also protect themselves. Although health experts say that a strong strategy of contact tracing and early identification of individuals with symptoms needs to be adopted. So let's discuss this further. I'm not here alone. I'm here joined by pharmacist Mrs. Enilo Lubo. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yes, and also I also have pharmacist Giwa. Pharmacist Giwa, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, so diphtheria. I'm sure the first question on the minds of many Nigerians is that why is the country at this time witnessing an outbreak? An outbreak of diphtheria, even to the point of deaths. Tell us about the disease diphtheria. Ladies first.
Thank you very much for that question. Well, diphtheria is a highly contagious disease.
Okay.
It is a severe, and it's a vaccine-preventable disease.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a vaccine-preventable disease. It is a disease caused by a bacteria, a gram-positive bacteria, gram-positive bacteria, which are of two kinds. We have Cyanobacterium diphtheria,
okay,
which attacks the throat and the nose, and the Cyanobacterium ulcerus, affects the skin. It affects the skin by producing toxins, which are called exotoxins. So that is all we can say about it.
Okay, our pharmacist Giwa, you want to add something to it?
Yes. As she has said, diphtheria is actually a highly contagious disease, and that's the reason we are having such issues as we are having right now in the country. And it's caused by Cyanobacterium diphtheria as well as Cyanobacterium ulcerus. It attacks both the respiratory tract infection, that is all the parts of the body that has to do
with breathing.
Yes, exactly. And it also attacks the skin as well.
Oh,
by
really?
Production of, yes, toxin. Yes. And very, very contagious indeed. So it could come about due to the fact that the hygiene habits of the people, if it is bad, it is something that could spread easily. But over the years, there has not been much problem about diphtheria. But the fact that we are now having an outbreak right now, it shows that it leaves a lot to desire as far as the hygienic habit of our people is concerned.
Okay, so before we talk about the symptoms of it, you talked about the outbreak that everyone is kind of surprised that where we have in this outbreak. Is the health sector to blame here for this outbreak, or can we say that vaccination in Nigeria at the moment is ineffective? Does the outbreak show that as a nation we're not getting something right?
Well, thank you very much. Indeed, the outbreak shows that we are not getting something right, both at the administrative level as well as the people at level. Reason being that because As of 2022, the reported case in Nigeria is less than 10,000.
As of
2022, yes. Last year, is less than 10,000. And there was no death recorded as far as diphtheria is concerned.
Mm.
So for us to now have an outbreak of it, it shows that something is definitely not going right, you know, as far as the hygienic habit of the people is concerned.
Okay.
As well as the government that is supposed to take care of this seemingly, you know, something that is not, shouldn't cause such havoc.
Okay.
It's now wreaking a lot of havoc. Mm. We are in our environment. The government is supposed to have done something about it. You know, most part of the world, they have moved beyond all this.
Mm.
Many people, you know, the case of diphtheria is being recorded in some places, but is at such a minimal, insignificant level.
Mm.
So for us to be having this kind of outbreak right now, it shows something is actually missing somewhere.
Talking about the vaccination, is it that the vaccination is not effective here? Yes, I know. I remember back then. I was part of ID or something, immunization.
Yeah.
Okay, I used to go then in Ikorodu. And yes, when we get to some places, we still had some people who say, hey, am I from Omio? Don't give my child and all of it because of education. But still, this issue of polio is still there. But the point here is it that the vaccination don't get to the hinterlands? Or is it that the logistics to get it there? What is it that, or the vaccination itself is no more effective?
Thank you very much. You see, I think as far as the vaccination is concerned, I think the problem we are having is a communication issue. One, the publicity on vaccination is not enough from the end of the government.
Okay,
and the people are not well educated enough as far as vaccine is concerned. You know, we have so many news spreading around that the vaccination, the people from the foreign land, they actually brought it to reduce the population of Africa. ill news spread at pace, you understand?
Mm.
So when we have this kind of institution, so it leaves the government to start educating the people about what the vaccination is all about and disabuse their mind from what they actually think of. So the vaccine is the government is doing a lot, but in the area of enlightening the people about it, the government is not doing
it's
enough.
It's not done enough.
And another thing is like, see, in the first 6 weeks of the life of a child, a child is supposed to be vaccinated against diphtheria.
Hmm.
At least the first dose has to be taken.
Is a vaccine that expensive? Maybe for people, or it's free?
No, it's free.
It is free.
It's actually free.
Hmm.
So you see, the problem there is enlightening the public about it.
Okay.
Let the people know, because you see, you still take the ratio of the people that actually have their birth in the hospital. It's still very, very minimal, especially in Abeokuta, for example. You still have people having their delivery at home. In churches.
Mm.
You understand? So it leaves a lot to desire as far as our habits is concerned.
I feel, well, to some extent, insecurity too is a factor. Especially, look at Kano, for example. There's a lot of cases of diphtheria here.
Mm-hmm.
And one can say that can be attributed to insecurity. You know, people are everywhere.
Okay.
And for diphtheria, doesn't overcrowding is one of the risk factors.
Mm.
So people are everywhere. And also, just like he said, education.
Mm.
Even they have low vaccination coverage.
Okay.
Because sometimes even the availability of the vaccine themselves, sometimes. Then the storage condition too.
Okay. The storage condition.
There is a way to store. They are mostly cold chains and should be stored properly.
Yes.
In Nigeria, where is the light? Store these things. Then, just like you have said too, education. Awareness also. Then also, again, most of our hospitals, even transportation of the drugs down. Nobody wants to go to those areas that they are insecurity. If they call me today, that talk, come and go to this place. I said no, because I don't want to die. You understand? And we don't have enough personnel too. to
actually handle this case. Thing. All right, so let's talk about the symptoms of diphtheria now. So for someone who, what are the symptoms that an individual who is contracted with diphtheria, what are the symptoms?
Okay.
Let me start with you.
Okay, the first prominent symptom is the swelling of the glands, like the, what is it called? Of the glands.
Okay.
The chin to the neck area is swollen. Then there is sore throat.
We have what's the difference between that swell and that of goiter?
Well, this one is around, I don't know how to, like around the chin to the neck area.
Okay, from the chin to the neck area.
Like the lower part of the chin to the end and then extending to the back of the
back of the,
and it's really conspicuous. Mm. Then also sore throat. Then also fever. There's chills. There is backing cough sometimes. Backing cough.
Wait, which one is backing cough? Well, like, is it like whooping cough or what?
No. Like when the dog barks, like it's very
really?
yeah. Sometimes
that's scary.
So to name a few. So
Course, what she actually said about the swollenness is actually the lymph nodes
lymph nodes.
Hmm. And you know that could actually also compromise the immune system, because once the lymph nodes are around the neck is swollen and the toxins get to the blood, the immune system tends to be compromised, and a lot of other diseases will start coming in. So it has a way of complicating things.
Hmm.
And see, I can tell you for free, if it's not well managed, the diphtheria could actually lead to death.
Yeah, that's, we're still going to get to that point where it leads to death. Okay, some health experts have said that the 2023 outbreak is a result of a widening gap in immunization coverage. Now, what are those factors responsible for this gap to you? Pharmacist.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The first one is, as my colleague has said, security. People don't feel secure right now. People don't trust the authorities again. Because, for example, if you look at the outbreak right now, it mostly happens around the northern area of the country.
Okay.
And the northern area of the country, with all due respect, we are having some, security challenges there right now. So for you to now have people that will go into those rural areas.
But at the moment, the epicenter is Lagos and Kano, which are like the most, when it comes to population and also commercial states, the two states. But okay, Kano, but how about Lagos?
Thank you very much.
Yes, Lagos, if you talk about the population.
Yes.
Lagos, for me, is the most populated state in the country.
Well, to some, many agree.
And one of the ways in which diphtheria could actually spread wide is population. Once you have the high population is there, people are not, the government is not taking care of the population, as in the health-wise,
yes.
The water is not,
and the personnel are not enough to cover up the
all
huge population.
Also,
there will be an outbreak of diphtheria.
Okay. Can I add more?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Also, there is the problem of low condition of living.
Low
standard of living is very, very, very low. Like most areas, the sewage and even hygiene.
Hygiene,
if you look at Lagos, for example, for me, you see some part very dirty. You see dirty water. Even in the water, you see some sewage.
Yeah, in Abeokuta, there's still some houses that don't have toilets.
And these are major risk factors. Also, we do not have effective and reliable labs to carry out, proper
testing.
Okay. Then also access to to healthcare.
Okay.
To healthcare facilities. Most of our healthcare are already congested.
True.
So another thing is, just like I said, personnel and funding. Most of our hospitals are not well funded. Then again, another is lack of resources too. Okay, I've talked about funding again. The illiteracy on the part of the people, and
the people.
Also yes, and even personal hygiene on the part of is a major factor too.
Okay, all right. So let's discuss. Still talking diphtheria. Okay, if you just joined us, we are live on Facebook and Fresh 107.9 FM. Abeokuta. We have health personnel right here in the building. We're talking diphtheria. So we're still talking about diphtheria transmission. Now, in layman's terms, could you break down the facts of the serious bacterial infection in layman? Okay, let's not talk about let's this year alone. The disease has affected 21 out of 36 states, according to the NCDC. The NCDC says Lagos and Kano, which you will agree with me, are like the two largest. Yes. And most consciously, commercially active states, and they have the highest number of cases. Now, does this fact, does this indicate the potential of the virus to spread faster across the entire length and breadth of the country, if not promptly contained?
Yes, it's a simple yes. The reason being that if you talk about the commercial nerve city of the country, you talk about Lagos and Kano, and these are the two most populous cities in the country right now. And you know, diphtheria is highly contagious. People go and come from Kano to Lagos and from Lagos to wherever, wherever they go. And you see, for the fact that the disease is highly contagious, it is something that will easily be contacted, and sometimes it takes some period for it to be latent before it starts, you know, eliciting the symptoms. By which time, the person must have maybe transferred it into other places. So, if it is not well taken care of, it's something that could be that could cause national health.
Well, what is the gestation period?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Max.
Yes.
2 weeks maximum.
Maximum. Before you start noticing the symptoms of sore throat, chills, fever, backing cough, as she has said. And by third week, you're having problem with your breath, difficulty in breath, and if it's not well taken care of, if the person is not vaccinated or well taken care of with antibiotics, it could lead to death.
So let's talk about the contagious fact of it, okay? The transmission. Okay. How can diphtheria be transmitted from one person to the other? In layman's term, that was what I was trying to figure out at first. In layman's term, how can it be transferred from one person to the other?
Thank you very much.
Is it that I must not stay beside someone else? I must not talk to someone, even to the point of kissing, you know?
Thank you very much. It's just like diphtheria is just like any other disease that affects the respiratory part of the body, just like the COVID. Once the person with diphtheria, once the person sneezes, and the droplet from the sneeze gets to the other person who is not vaccinated,
does it? Once it touches your skin,
it starts.
Wow!
If the person is not vaccinated, it starts. You know, teardrops, even to the point of sharing cups for the person.
So what if it doesn't mean the person is sneezing? What just, you know, when you're talking, sometimes droplets, you know, sometimes it comes.
Yeah.
So are you saying that once you're standing in front of the person, maybe you both are arguing about, hey, Chelsea is better than Julius Berger, that kind of, and you're just like that,
just like that.
Are we going back to the era of COVID now? Everyone should start wearing nose masks. Is that what you said?
Maybe.
Well, thank you very much. That is one of the ways we can protect ourselves as healthcare providers. In our own case, when you have things like that, you try as much as possible to, when people come up with that kind of a symptom, even without knowing if the person is coming up with diphtheria or anything, please try as much as possible to maintain your distance from the person and wear a nose mask. See, we are still, the COVID is still very much around. It's just that, in one way or the other, we've been able to suppress it.
So the barest minimum.
But you see, there are children and grandchildren of COVID, they are still there.
Okay.
They have not still been well taken care of. And because of the fact that they have not been well taken care of, that's the reason we are still having this kind of situation within our country. So we need to still protect ourselves.
So are you saying during the gestation period, before the person starts manifesting the symptoms, you can transfer diphtheria
Definitely
at that time?
You can, yes, because the bacteria is still very much active. So as at the time, during the gestation period, the body immune system is still trying to break it down. But when the body immune system is not able to break it down completely, then you start manifesting the symptoms of diphtheria.
I have one thing. Also, because this one is very important that a lot of people do. Also, coming in contact with open wounds.
Exactly.
You know, just like I said, there is actually a diphtheria that is caused by a bacteria on wounds.
Okay.
So coming in contact to open wounds, you don't even know the wound that is affected or not. So it is important that before you treat any wound, first of all, protect yourself.
So that's for health workers.
Comes in now and has a wound, I want to take care of the pain. Hey, before you know, you don't even know if he has that in diphtheria or not. So first of all, get your gears, make sure you protect yourself. But before you attend to anybody. Hmm. Also, contaminated objects, just like could be your spoon, anything that someone else that is already infected, somebody that has it has used and you use can leak to.
So don't share objects.
Don't share,
for example, you're taking a drink.
Yeah.
Let me.
You know, it's actually
just like
airborne.
That.
Yeah, it's actually airborne from the air. It gets to, just like you said, when somebody is talking, their spit come out. Once you ingest it, that's where it starts from.
Wow.
Yeah, so it can, coughing, sneezing, all those things.
So
yeah.
What about sleeping beside someone who has it while you're breathing in, it does not...
Breathing alone doesn't cause a bottle.
Yes.
Once you have a droplet, maybe a
just
secretion.
Just a secretion.
Yeah.
From the body of an infected person.
And how will you sleep with someone and there won't be a secretion?
The person might cough.
The person might cough and all.
The person can even have a wound. And once
the skin
gets to yours.
All right, let's talk about the diagnosis here. How is the diagnosis done? And also, who are the most at risk of this disease?
Okay, the people that are most at risk of this disease are the children below 5 years.
Okay.
And as well as adults above the year of 55-60. 55-60.
I might get right. Let me from 30 to about, or maybe from 20 to about 40, are they safe?
Not really. It's not 100%.
Okay.
You know, that's what studies have shown us. That is only people that are below the age of five and that, they are mostly at risk. And the reason being that is at that point in time that the immune system of the body of the child starts forming, developing. So by the time the child gets to 7, 10, you know, the immune system definitely would have been at the optimum level at that time. By the time you reach 55, 60, it starts dropping down. So it's at that stage, you see, diphtheria is it's a disease many people tend to call an opportunistic disease. Yes, because of the fact that the immune system is no longer at the optimal level.
Yes,
one could easily get infected by diphtheria. So those are the people that are actually at risk.
Others too, actually. We have people that stay in overcrowded areas. Poor living condition. People that stay in hygiene. Then health workers too at risk.
At risk.
Yes.
We're still going to get to the point of health workers. Yeah, but in the case of an infection, what is the ideal treatment for the disease to be done to reduce the risk of infection? What is the ideal treatment?
Thank you. The ideal treatment is, number one, once a patient comes to you with a sign of diphtheria, the first thing to do is to start with an antibiotic. Yes, before you even send the patient to the lab
for
tests to confirm if it actually diphtheria. Start the patient on antibiotic. While the antibiotic is at work, trying to reduce the effect and symptoms of the diphtheria, then you can send the patient to the lab for test. And once it's confirmed, just continue with it. Once the patient is all right, then advise the patient to go for vaccination.
Go for vaccination.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, you need to do contact tracing.
Yes.
Contact tracing. Okay, yes. Just like we did during COVID.
Yes, because the person belongs to a family, would have met one person or the other. So there is need to, so that you can know,
I got in contact with,
and you can run a random check on those ones to prevent this.
Okay. Well, if you just joined us, it is The Platform, 29 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock. I have pharmacist Enilo Lubo right here in the building, and pharmacist Giwa having this discussion, conversation on diphtheria. Okay, you can be also be a part of the conversation. The numbers to call 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079 or 0818-111-1079. We're live on Facebook and Fresh 107.9 FM at Bill Kuta. Now, the NCDC has rolled out measures to check the spread of diphtheria in terms of surveillance and response. Now, on the part of citizens, how can diphtheria be managed?
Well, okay. From the part of the citizens, diphtheria could actually be managed by, number one, for everyone to actually take responsibility.
Take responsibility?
Yes, take responsibility. And be very, very, what would I call it? Vigilant about the symptoms of diphtheria.
Okay.
Once you're having sore throats and what have you, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be, even be diphtheria before you see your health professional,
okay,
to advise you on the next thing to do. And another thing is, like, we should try as much as possible. You know, Nigeria is already crowded. Yes, let's be honest with ourselves. Nigeria is already crowded. But we need to take care of our hygiene, and we need to be very, very vigilant about the things and the things that we take, the things that we share, and you know, just maintain a very good hygienic habit.
Okay, all right. So let's talk about the history of diphtheria. You want to tell us about the history of diphtheria, Albert, in Nigeria?
Well, the history of diphtheria actually, for humanity, actually dates a long time ago. It's something that wasn't well diagnosed, was seen as a normal infection,
okay,
of the body, because it wasn't well diagnosed. But it wasn't until recently, I think in the 1950s, that they actually came up with the bacterial culture itself.
Okay.
Yes, because it actually caused death, and in some parts of the Europe, and they had it was a kind of epidemic in the part of Europe in the 1950s.
Yes.
And of course, again, during the first thing was actually during the Second World War.
Okay.
So, but the outbreak actually manifested big time in the 1950s.
In the 1950s.
So that was when people started taking cognizance
of
the disease itself.
Hmm.
Because, you know, if you look at the Europe and the Americas, they normally come up with with this infection mostly during the winter period.
Okay.
In December, January, February. So it was at that time that the disease was actually recognized.
Okay.
As something that could actually cause a lot of wreck, a lot of havoc. That was when it was actually recognized in 1952.
Okay.
So after that, WHO took cognizance of it, and there was actually even a day that was allocated to it. I can't remember the date.
Okay.
Right now, but it's something that the WHO is taking very, very seriously. And because of the fact that the vaccine has been there now, the risk is being reduced. The mortality rate due to diphtheria has actually reduced over the year. So that's the reason we tend to have relaxed about it. But, well, we have what we have right now in our hands.
All right. So let's talk about some experts have advised that to prevent infection, people must be able to protect themselves. Yes, but really, 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 how is this possible? Because an example, parents will send their children to school. Most schools are crowded. How do you expect them to protect themselves? People go to religious gatherings almost every time in Nigeria. Religious gatherings most of the time are crowded. How is this possible? How can we protect ourselves and our families from diphtheria? Looking at these factors, schools, the markets and all that, how is this possible?
Well, thank you very much. You see, there is no 100% foolproof for diphtheria. and maybe other diseases.
Okay.
But what we can do is, just as I've said, everybody should take responsibility. There is no way the children will not go to school. There is no way I will not kiss my children in the morning and not know, or in the afternoon after they have come from school, not knowing whom and whom they have actually come in contact with. So there is no way I will not go for religious gathering or social gathering. But the important thing is for us to take responsibility, be vigilant about it. And once we see the notice the signs or symptoms of diphtheria, let's find ourselves somewhere to go to. Let's try as much as possible to visit our healthcare providers so that they can advise us.
Because I go to church and church, they'll say that, oh, shake the person next to you, hold your neighbor and pray. And all of that, and you don't know.
Hug your neighbor.
We see this kind of thing every time.
Need to be more.
Even
more
in the morning, when your colleagues are coming in schools, oh, hello, and all of these things. So how is it possible to protect oneself?
Just as I've said, there's no 100% proof for it. It will still go on. But you see, the idea, the objective should be to reduce it to the barest minimum, so that we'll not have the kind of a problem we have right now in the country.
Okay.
Well, in addition to what he said, there are some things that we can do to help ourselves. Number one, like for the children, you can help by building their immune system, telling them to eat a lot of fruits, supplements, that's much, where they get vitamins that will actually
boost their immune system.
Then give them, train them to wash on how to wash their hands.
Okay, the hand washing.
Yes, it's very, 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 even in schools, there should be a place that children can wash their hands. Then also minimize the exposure to affected persons. Once you notice some symptoms, like
talk
I said,
about hand washing. Hand washing day was yesterday. Hand washing.
Yes. So as I was saying, exposure. Once you notice, you don't even need to. There's a prominent this thing that I talked about.
The neck area.
Is swollen. You don't, or if somebody has sore throat, you don't need it to be told that you should maintain some level of distance. So as not, because we said it's airborne, so at least that will help you.
So nothing like, oh, James, I just want to say, let's see all those ones.
As much as possible, we should reduce the rate at which it gets close to people. The another thing is to ensure that, encourage people to get vaccinated. It's very important.
Yeah, we're still going to get to the point of vaccination here, because according to the latest data released, we're told that about 80% of victims so far are said to be those who were not vaccinated.
Yes.
Okay, but my question is, what about the 20% of those who were vaccinated and yet they fell ill to this disease? How would you explain to the other people who are vaccinated and still get infected? Another question is vaccination enough?
Well, thank you very much for that question. The 20% that got infected is,
yes,
you know, after some time the vaccine becomes unpotent. How do I want the effectiveness?
Okay, the effectiveness. Oh, it reduces according to age.
Yes. So there is this 93% of it wears out of the body. So it is important that every 10 years
you get vaccinated again.
Yes, you get revaccinated. So that is why I think those category falls. Even most of us here, we don't revaccinate ourselves, and it's very
most
important.
Nigerians don't revaccinate. Once we have
it, it is now that we know that every 10 years you should go for another shot that it's called booster shots.
Okay,
it's to boost your, you know, this vaccine help boost the immunity in your immune system. Okay. So there is need for us to go back to the hospital for booster shots.
Yes. So okay, you want to add something to it?
Well, as she has said, for every 13 years we need to go for revaccination for the booster shots. And again, it's not as if the vaccines are not effective. You know, just as she has said, the vaccines, they wear out, the potency of the vaccines actually wears out with time. And that's one of the ways and the places where people need to take responsibility to make sure that many of these things, we actually take cognizance of these things and we take them as very, very important.
Okay.
So as to prevent the kind of situation we found ourselves
with. All right, so still talking about vaccines, who are the beneficiaries here? Should it go beyond children? And also, can adults take advantage of vaccines too?
Well, the beneficiaries, everybody seems to be the beneficiaries. But if we look at the people that mostly at risk, we talk about the children.
The children under the age of five.
And adults between 55, 60.
Yes.
I think we need to really, really take good care of those people, because they are the ones that are mostly at risk.
Mm.
And we have to look at the people that are living in very, very crowded areas. You know, people that live in crowded areas. And of course, another thing is, like, we just have to take responsibility. Mm. As I've said again,
yes,
we need to enlighten our people about it. The ill ideas that people have about vaccination, trying to reduce the population of people, we need to disabuse the minds of our people and encourage people to actually go for this vaccination. Because without the healthy people, it's very, very hard to have a wealthy nation.
True. I get you. All right, we need to go on this quick break, and when we're back, we'll look at what point for this diphtheria, at what point can we say that it has gotten to a point of being complicated or complex? We'll be right back after this break. Don't touch that radio.
Ọpẹ́ olórí àdáàdá tán ni IAS ń dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ gbogbo ẹ̀yin tẹ́ ṣàtìlẹyìn fún wa lórí Nigeria Immigration Treasure City wà sinmi Abeokuta. Owó yín tẹ́ fi dókòwò yìí ló sọ estate yẹn di àrímà lè lọ. Àǹfààní ọ̀tún ló tún ṣẹyọ yìí o láti ṣàṣeparí iṣẹ́ ní NITC. Kò di ṣíṣí, ìwọ náà máa bọ̀ wá fowó dókòwò lórí iṣẹ́ ribiribi tó ń lọ lọ́wọ́. Ó kéré tán o lè fi 100,000 sí 10 million naira dókòwò tí wàá sì gba 25% èrè owó ìdókòwò rẹ lójú ẹsẹ̀. Lẹ́yìn oṣù 18, wàá gba gbogbo owó rẹ padà láìsí lọ kábọ̀. Ẹ má gbàgbé o pé bó ṣe ń fowó rẹ dókòwò ló máa gba tíkẹ́ẹ̀tì fún ìyíkoto rire níbi tí olóríire kan á ti fi ilẹ̀ 7.5 million naira plot kan ní NITC ṣèfàjẹ. Deep freezer, home theatre, 43-inch smart TV, washing machine. Lọ́jọ́ tá a bá ṣí IAS Kings Mall tó wà ní NITC wá sinmi la máa yíkoto. Má jáfara o, ọjọ́ 21 oṣù October yìí ni àǹfààní yìí máa wá sópin. Ẹ pé 09191255.
O ti di meta. Bẹ́ẹ̀ni, ẹ lè kópa lórí 3020 lójú òpó MTN, Airtel àti Nine Mobile báyìí. Bákan náà, 20 èèyàn ni yóò máa jẹ àwọn ẹ̀bùn lọ́sẹ̀ẹsẹ̀ lórí 3020. Kí ló tún dúró wò? Pé 3020 tàbí kí o tẹ *3020# lójú òpó MTN, Airtel àti Nine Mobile. Dáhùn ìbéèrè mẹ́ta lọ́nà tó dángájíá kí o lè láǹfààní láti kópa nínú ìyíkó tó ríire tó máa ń wáyé ní gbogbo òpin ọ̀sẹ̀. Níbi tó ti láǹfààní láti jẹ ọ̀kan lára àwọn ẹ̀bùn bíi tẹlifíṣọ̀n, home theater, solar products, gas cooker, microwave oven, fan, blender, ẹ̀bùn owó àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ. Ti máa tẹ́tí sí gbogbo ètò tí Dr. Yinka Ayéfẹ́lẹ́ ń ṣàtọ́kùn ẹ̀ lórí ìkànnì Fresh FM ní gbogbo ọjọ́ Sunday láti mọ̀ bí o bá wà lára àwọn olóríire tí ó máa jẹ àwọn ẹ̀bùn 3020. 3020 ti gbẹ̀rẹ̀gẹ̀ jígẹ̀, àkókò tiẹ̀ náà rí láti jẹ̀bùn. 3020.
All right, welcome back on radio. It is still the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station, Fresh 107.9 FM, Abeokuta. So we still have our pharmacist, Mrs. Enilolobo, right here in the building, and also pharmacist Giwa. We're having a conversation on diphtheria. Now, look, pharmacist Giwa, at what point does diphtheria get complicated? Or should I say the word complex? If you could just break it down for our listener to understand. Yes, we know that, just like you said, talking about the symptoms, it affects the breathing, your ability to breathe well. But when does it get to the point of death?
Thank you very much. Diphtheria could actually get to the point of death once it is not managed or well managed. Now, when it is not well managed, the bacteria, that's the Corynebacterium bacterium diphtheria,
yes,
or Corynebacterium bacterium ulcerus, they actually release some poisons let me break it down, you know.
Okay.
Let me not call it toxins. They release some
poisons
into the bloodstream of the victim. Once it is released into the bloodstream, and that's when the symptom starts manifesting. But if it is not well treated or well taken care of, then it gets to the blood system. When it gets to the blood, then the blood that is full with toxin will start going into some very, very delicate organ of the body, one of which is the heart.
Okay.
So, yes, the toxin will start infecting the heart. That's what we call the myocarditis. That is, the muscle of the heart is being infected by a disease. So the heart will not be able to work at its best. The pumping of the heart will be disturbed, and other things will be disturbed. Then it will go to the kidney as well.
Okay.
Yes.
And then lead to renal failure.
Yes. It could lead to renal failure, inflammation of the kidney, which will ultimately lead to renal failure. And the nerves of the body, nerves are the muscles of the body. So it is something that will actually affect all the parts of the
body.
All
the parts of the body.
So that is when it gets dangerous, that could actually lead to death.
Now, what
if
do you
the
have?
If the heart is infected, if the kidney is infected,
what else? What's remaining?
What's remaining?
Now, what do you have to say to people who believe in self-medication? Like, hey, yeah, I don't want to go to the hospital. I will treat it myself. To people, can diphtheria be treated with self-medication?
Diphtheria cannot be treated with self-medication. It's just like what we said when we came like 2 or 3 weeks ago, that self-medication is not good enough. Whenever you have health challenges, you have people that are closest to you. You have the community pharmacist.
Okay.
They are just stone's throw away from your home. So, and these people are always eager to help you and give referral when referrals are required and necessary. So walk to your to the closest community pharmacy in your area. Ask to see the pharmacist.
Now, when I say self-medication, with like treated with herbs.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly where we are going. That's the reason you have to see the professionals when it comes to. You don't have to treat yourself with herbs. You see, for me, for as far as I know, to the best of my knowledge, I have not seen any herbal concoction that treats diphtheria. No, I have not seen any. And none has been proven to be potent enough to treat diphtheria. So that's the reason I always advise people to go to their nearest healthcare provider to them. And these are the community pharmacists within their area.
The community pharmacist. Okay. Now, as we drive home, my final question before we round off the show. Let's talk about the, in an emergency like this, such as this, what measures would you like to see and addressed when we talk about handling of diseases, you know, such as this? Because in the past, we've seen outbreaks like this, and health workers are the receiving end here. Most of the time, they die. We saw what happened. Ebola, thank God for Stella the Devil, but she lost her life in the process. We saw what happened during the COVID. We know how many health workers that actually died because of it. And now, what would you like to see differently? Because I know how health workers are largely at risk and susceptible, you know, they have been. Now, what would you like to see differently this time for the government to do, and also for the health workers? What would you like to see done differently in addressing this issue of diphtheria so that at the end of the day, health workers would not be at the receiving end?
Thank you very much. For me, the government needs to be proactive in their approach.
Okay.
Because the Nigeria is not a zero diphtheria country.
Okay.
Yes. Even polio, as people have claimed, we still have cases of polio. So we need to be proactive in this case. It is not when we have when we have this kind of outbreak that we start running helter-skelter. The healthcare providers too, you know, we need to be proactive as well. We need to be protected. We need to be given the right facilities to take care of these diseases before they even get to the level of being an outbreak. Because if they are actually if we are taking the precautionary measures at the initial level, we will not have the kind of outbreak that we are having right now.
Now, what are the measures that needs to be taken?
Thank you very much. Number one, we need to have good facilities. Now, when we have good facilities, when we have cases like this, there will be facilities to quarantine people if we have
okay.
to. That is one. Because if people are actually quarantined, the spread of the disease is going to be reduced to the barest minimum.
Okay.
And of course, another thing by way of being proactive is to enlighten the public to stay away from things that will make them to be susceptible to this particular disease and other ones. You know, not being overcrowded, maintaining good hygiene culture, and taking good care of themselves.
Okay.
Because the government is not going to come from Abuja to start taking care of you. You have to take the responsibility by yourself. And the third thing is that we need advances in our knowledge, in area of knowledge.
Okay.
You know, our researchers have to be put at work. We have so many graduates of our public health out there that are willing to, you know, to come up with data to help us on how to manage some of these things. We need to put them to work.
Okay.
We need to engage them. You know, we have them everywhere. We have them everywhere. So once we are able to put them to work, we'll get the data that we need, and we'll be able, once we have the data, we will be able to, you know, forestall the outbreak like the one that we are having right now.
But then, you want to add to
it? Yes, I want to add to it. There are other things that we can actually do. For health workers, there is need for them to protect themselves by using their hair gels, nose masks, gloves.
Okay, the protection gears.
Yeah, the protection is very, very important. And government should try as much as possible to make all these things available. For us
even to the community.
Even to
to the communities.
Yes, yes. Also, another thing that we should encourage all health workers to get vaccinated. It's very, very important. It's very important. Then regular washing of hands, maintaining social distancing. Then just like you said, isolating the ones that, you know, even when you get to the hospital, they will isolate. Okay, this one might have.
Okay.
And the ones that are already isolated, if tested positive and they have diphtheria, should be made to stay in the hospital. Not to allow
them to go
out, because you know, so that they won't
infect
other people. Then for the government, on the part of the government, just like I've said,
yes,
that provision of necessary gears for the health workers to use. Then also provision of good water system, clean water.
Okay.
It's very, very important getting more personnel, making our hospitals more accessible.
Okay.
And also, you know, when you go to these days, a lot of people don't even like going into the hospital because of the delayed, you know.
For obvious reasons.
For obvious people, the treatment diagnosis time is always too long. So government should work on this and also get more personnel to help. Also, there should be, you know, more awareness on what's it called
on radio television.
On radio television. So, you know, in the north now, you can most time Hausa men now. Their properties and the radio. So there should be a lot of
radio jingles,
you know, adverts. Even, you know, then you work with their leaders too. Their community leaders or religious leaders that can talk to them, because then it give them adequate information.
Okay.
It's very important. Let them know the advantage of getting vaccinated and the disadvantage too.
Most of the time we talk about the advantage,
but we don't talk. Nobody wants to die. So if you tell people that, do you know that this thing can actually cause death? And you tell them the implications, I'm sure a lot of people want to get vaccinated. And then also provide these vaccines.
Okay.
Make sure they are well stored. Make sure that personnel, even the labs, there should be good labs that can conduct
immediate tests.
All these things has to be on. So those are the things that governor and insecurity too.
Insecurity needs to be addressed.
It,
yes. So that the pharmacists can, or the medical health professionals can go there and Thank you so much. I've been speaking with pharmacist Mrs. Anil Olubo and also pharmacist Giwa. Thank you so much for coming to the studio to have this conversation with me.
It's a pleasure.
We've been talking about diphtheria. We'll be back again on Wednesday by the special grace of God. My name is Binga. Or a check on the man you just have to love. Keep your FM dial plugged and the radio dial, Fresh 107.9 FM. Abel Kuta, my name is Binga. Or a check, have a beautiful Monday.
Yeah. Fresh FM. taye ba so pe ko duro je iwo tete yara so fun owo pe irose eye to sare bi asako se nile aye eran ko duro bi ti kini ugo si ninu igbo fresh fm nobody araba la lo wole wa ni pa omi ni rawa gogo ni baba nla o to ma je te to to ma ko lo ri fm to to fun ni laye o to to mo nu wa do fm to to mo ri wa o fm to to ma de mo ri fm a je ti bu ba ye
for them be like too. Everybody no go like them, they no go like them. I wanna be me, don't wanna be like you. Some of them they want to go on body. Where them they when I be nobody. If I talk truth, them I come for me. But if them talk truth, they want my company. They want my company. Big love to mama, she raised the man, a young king. And blessings to friends that hold me down for loving me. More light to the fans, you changed my life. Yeah, shit. And big ups to me, I never give up. I just wanna win, win. In this life of sin, sin. Every other day I gotta win. Win so hard I make a sin. I'm up, I just wanna win, win. While I cook on me, me. Every other day I gotta win. Win so hard I make a sin. Win, win. Never come back. Suffer, suffer, I'ma see my throwback. Winning so sweet, I'm not tryna lose. Don't wanna go down, no more, I refuse. I head ahead, I they run my race. I give them gap, but they still they chase. Win a man, make you give me space. Win, win, win a man. Big love to mama, she raised the man, a young king. Blessings to friends that hold me down, 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 loving me. More light to the fans, you changed my life. Yeah, shit. And big ups to me, I never give up. I just wanna win, win. In this life of sin, sin. Every other day I gotta win. Win so hard I make a sin. I'm up, I just wanna win, win. While I cook on me, me. Every other day I gotta win. Win so hard I make a sin. Win, win. Everybody no go like I'm, they no go like I'm. I wanna be me, don't wanna be like you.
Broadcasting around the world, this is Fresh 107.9.
The meta. Bẹ́ẹ̀ni, ẹ lè kópa lórí 3020 lójú òpó MTN, Airtel àti Nine Mobile báyìí. Bákan náà, ogún èèyàn ni yóò máa jẹ àwọn ẹ̀bùn lọ́sẹ̀ẹsẹ̀ lórí 3020. Kí ló tún dúró wò? Pé 3020 tàbí kí o tẹ *3020# lójú òpó MTN, Airtel àti Nine Mobile. Dáhùn ìbéèrè mẹ́ta lọ́nà tó dángájíá kí o lè láǹfààní láti kópa nínú ìyíkó tó ríire tó máa ń wáyé ní gbogbo òpin ọ̀sẹ̀. Níbi tó ti láǹfààní láti jẹ ọ̀kan lára àwọn ẹ̀bùn bíi tẹlifíṣọ̀n, home theatre, solar products, gas cooker, microwave oven, fan,